98.1 KZE. In the studio with me today is Elizabeth Keithline, artist from Woodstock, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice and local.
Easy, yeah.
Easy trip over today.
Great town. Easy drive.
Elizabeth has an exhibition opening August 10th at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, Breaking Broken. And I was reading about your work, and correct me, obviously, if I'm getting any details wrong or if this is not what the exhibition is about, but I was reading about how you have wrapped wires around structures and then burned away the internal structure, leaving just the wire frame, which is such a cool idea.
That's exactly right. And first, I want to just thank you and thank KZE for covering the arts in Hudson Valley.
We love it.
Rich up here, and it's really important what you guys do. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of it, and I agree, it's an amazing area for that.
My pleasure. So I invented this sculpture technique, and last time I was here a couple of years ago, I talked about, you know, how when you weave heavy gauge wire around something and then you burn it out, you're gonna get a pretty big fire.
Yeah.
and one thing I noticed was that people had this ghoulish fascination with it.
Ghoulish is a good word for it.
Yeah. And it got me thinking about destruction, and the theme of Breaking Broken focuses on the human tendency towards self-destruction or destructive acts. When we think about destruction, if we go all the way back to, you know, you remember, you were a little kid, mm-hmm. maybe you were playing with blocks, and this idea came into your head, like,
smash it.
You kick it over, you know, or even worse, a sibling kicks mm-hmm. it over for you. So, you know, it goes all the way back with us. Destruction is interesting to me. First, I want to say, it doesn't need to be explained. And that's what I get interested in my work, which has been about human self-extension, so mm-hmm. systems, right? Destruction is almost the biggest system we have, in a way.
Yeah.
Of course, the natural world, there's a lot of destruction that happens, but also a broken heart, a broken egg, you know, somebody who kind of breaks their life. One thing that I'm thinking a lot about as I get older, I realize, oh, nobody gets to, I'm 63, nobody gets to my age without experiencing some destructive elements in their life.
Yeah.
And you hopefully reach a point where, this is not me saying that destruction is good or bad. This is just me saying you realize it's part of it.
Yeah.
So the pieces in this show, unlike the woven wire pieces that I did last time I showed at Jane Street, the pieces in the show are all about breaking, physical breaking, emotional breaking. And in that way, I'm hoping they're a universal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's such an interesting thing to think about, you know, that the human urge to create and destroy are kind of like flip sides of the same coin. And it's within all of us. And it's not, neither of them is inherently positive or negative, because you can obviously create something that's harmful and you can destroy something that's harmful, and or you can create something that's wonderful or destroy something that's wonderful. You know, it's a really interesting concept to base work around. And
it's a really complicated
You could just go on for a lifetime focusing on destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's face it, let's look at film and television for a minute. There's so much destruction on film and TV. And mm-hmm. in a way, we're living vicariously, hoping that our own lives, and this is a very privileged thing to say, mm-hmm. are peaceful.
Sure.
Around the world, I look at the news every day, and I'm seeing, I've coined this term, grimages. I'm seeing a lot of destruction.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to try to get past maybe even the shame that we feel. Going back to when we're little kids, you spilled that glass of milk. Oh, clean that up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught to feel shame about it instead of, oh, let's go a little deeper. When you kick those blocks over, maybe there was shame there, but maybe there was also, it felt a little delicious.
Yeah.
So until I think we sort of learn to think about it and talk about it, it's something that maybe has a little bit of a hold on us rather than, okay, no, we've got a hold on this. We don't want to be doing this. And so again, it's pretty complicated.
It is. It is. So let's talk about Breaking Broken. What can people kind of expect when they walk in to Jane Street Art Center during this showing?
So I took a hammer. No.
All the windows.
Yeah. Whoa. Come on by. No. I wanted to remember what it felt like to smash something. So a lot of the pieces in the show are things that, you know, were destroyed under my hand. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of wooden collages that, you know, are assemblages of broken wood, but there's also a massive installation. There's actually two. One is a 40-foot mural that depicts this painting of this huge wave, and it's brightly colored. You know, one of the things that's kind of complicated about destruction is its beautiful force, mm-hmm. as well as its upsetting nature. Yeah. So the wave is like this party that's going to sweep all the way down one of the largest walls in the gallery, and it will sweep toward a piece in the back that's also a massive installation called Crush. Mm. And the sentence that I wrote about Crush is, I'm standing in your flooded basement with an electrical cord in my hand. And that's kind of how I feel sometimes now. The world feels precarious. Mm-hmm. I want to examine that without judgment. Again, this is not me saying destruction is okay. Yeah. It is not. Mm-hmm. Particularly where it's engendered by human beings toward other human beings.
Yeah.
But I also think that we're a little bit afraid that if we talk about destruction, we will bring destruction. And that's human nature, mm-hmm. you know?
We're superstitious.
Yeah. So if we don't talk about it, it's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elizabeth Keithline is my guest. We're talking about Breaking Broken at Jane Street Art Center. We're talking about destruction. As we're talking, the law of the conservation of matter has popped into my head. You know, matter can't be created or destroyed, only transferred, because I'm thinking, is that in your...
My top paragraph.
It's yeah. one of my favorite things to think about, actually. And, you know, I was thinking about that in relation to, as you said, you know, a lot of the pieces are things that you have destroyed, but in destroying them, you have created something else. You have created Breaking Broken.
That's right.
Yeah.
We know this. The principle of energy conservation states that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It may transform from one type to another. Like the mass conservation principle, the validity of the conservation of energy relies on experimental observations. Thus, it is an empirical law. Mm-hmm. And I think especially, well, a couple of things. One, upstate, you know, there's a large Buddhist community. I myself am not a practicing Buddhist and don't know enough about it to really talk about it knowledgeably, but I'm interested in that there is a balance, you know, that we can appreciate. And I think that it's a physical, it's a law, but yeah. it's also a way of living.
Yeah.
And so I think about that. Can we talk a little bit about the companion group show?
I would love to.
So you're breaking up, as I have done often over the years. When I'm thinking about a concept, I see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And in the art world, that is so pleasurable. You can be, you know, sort of obsessed with something for a while. You run into a bunch of other people who are also obsessed with it. So what's worked well for me often has been to either curate or jury a show. Thanks to Jane Street, and I want to give a shout out to Jen, who just had her second hip surgery. Hello, oh. Jen. Hope you're feeling better today.
Yeah, likewise.
Thanks to Jane Street, they helped me to run a call for a show called You're Breaking Up. And I basically said, all I said in the call for entries for artwork was, give me something about destruction. And a bunch of artists submitted stuff. So we have 28 artists in the show. The way that I juried the show was to think in the most diverse way about what destruction meant to them.
Right, because there's so many different ways to interpret that.
Exactly. So let's say you're an immigrant and you've been separated from your family. You had a break there, a rupture there, which also potentially is an opportunity or a reassessment, certainly, of your life. Let's say you had, sadly, a death. That is a place where your life abruptly ceases, and then you move on. You know, that's a very difficult way to look at it. You also have people who have, you know, been born in the United States but are thinking about reconnecting with, you know, family overseas, their roots. Or they're thinking about war and how conscious destruction, you know, creates the life that many on Earth live in.
Yeah.
So, if I may, can I read the names of the artists?
Please do, yeah.
In alphabetical by last name, Onaje Benjamin, Jess Blaustein, Aleo Bradshaw, Lucille Collin, Matthew Crane, Maxine Davidowitz, Maureen Gates, Dan Goldman, Ed Grant, James Hanaham, Trang Hyun, Yoko Izu, Roxy Johnson, Chong Kang, Tracy Levitt, Dorothea Marcus, Jim Nickel, Yuki Ota, David Ort, Suzanne Parker, Susan Phillips, Eileen Power, Regina Quinn, Betsy Regan, John Scribner, Amy Silberkleit, Linda Stillman, and Mimi Young.
You put a little mustard on each of those. That was good. That was a good reading.
I'm for hire.
No, you're a natural, yeah. To get you on some spots here on KZE. Elizabeth Keithline is my guest. This is the lineup of artists for You're Breaking Up, which is the group exhibition. Which does this open? When does the group exhibition open?
Thank you for asking that. So Breaking Broken runs from August 10th through September 14th. You're Breaking Up, the companion group show, runs from September 7th through September 28th. And we're going to be doing a panel on September 14th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 4. The panel will be at 11 Jane Street. You're Breaking Up is at 9 Jane Street. So viewers and listeners will be able to pop back and forth to see the work.
Cool.
That features four of the artists in the show, Onaje Benjamin, Chong Kang, Betsy Regan, and Eileen Power.
Cool.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the panel discussion for You're Breaking Up. That's going to be September 14th. And then, of course, backtracking, August 10th is the opening reception for Breaking Broken, which is going to be from 3 to 6. Do you enjoy an opening reception?
It's so much fun. You know, when you make work, you may have this experience because you're on air. You give it over to the listener. And then sometimes you hear back from them, and they're sort of, and you're sort of like, what, that's what you thought? You know, there's a little bit of, it's fun.
Yeah.
Of course, it's nerve-wracking. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't admit it. But you've worked a long time on something, and so it's time to give it over.
Yeah, and to see people's live-in-the-moment reactions,
yeah,
I imagine is very cool.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Keithline is my guest today at Jane Street Art Center. I believe it's janestreetartcenter.com. Breaking Broken opens on August 10th, runs through the 14th, and then there's the companion piece that You're Breaking Up, which runs from mid-September to late September. And all of this information is at janestreetartcenter.com. Elizabeth, anything we missed?
I do want to also give a shout out to the Saugerties Open Studios. The day that my show opens, Saturday, August 10th, Jane Street will be open from noon to 6. The owner of Jane Street Art Center and founder, Jen Hicks, has a studio on the second floor. And many, many Saugerties artists, that's a really rich community, will be opening their studios to the public that day.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, Elizabeth, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We got Bella White for Breaking Broken, Break My Heart.